welcome to Blind Spot. We are the sons of God. Tonight, Blind Spot is cooking us a meal of vegetarian meat products. Each week, Blind Spot creates a unique radio experience that explores the possibilities of radio. For more information about Blind Spot, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot.
I'm going to start with butter. I have one right here.
Okay.
But it'll just take a while to heat up. So I'm going to, I forgot the sausage in the fridge. So I'm going to go get
I'll get it for you. Just watch it.
Smells really good now, yeah. Smells like bacon.
Doesn't it smell like bacon?
Yeah. Fake bacon.
You like it crispy?
Like your bacon crispy?
Yeah, please.
Okay. It's going to take a little, a minute to let it crispy. I don't need that here.
Okay.
Getting there.
I'm going to put these on your table.
You want to put a paper towel there so you can sort of quickly drain the grease off?
Där komma tre vandringsmän på vägen. Den ena ande halt, den andra ande blind, den tredje har så trasiga kläder. Byssan lull, koka kittelen full, där komma tre skeppet på havet. Byssan lull, koka kittelen full, där komma tre skeppet på havet. Det första är en bark, det andra är en brick, den tredje har så trasiga sidor. Now we have something here. Really looks like bacon.
Yeah, it has a nice fat.
Yeah. Can we check? Yeah. Or something like that, so I don't really remember, but this was, yeah, great. I can imagine that it's very similar to real bacon.
The real bacon?
Mm. Good.
I don't normally cook this stuff. How brown does it need to be?
Oh, it's very similar to, the best way I do it is I just actually take a little bit. Let's see. It's more like heating it up than actually cooking.
We are like a test panel.
Now, usually when I cook the sausage, I also put some sautés and onions with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of helps with the taste. But this is just the pure sausage. The fake sausage. We want to be pure on this. We don't want to have too much other things.
Are tacos next, John?
Yes, tacos.
Okay.
Huh? Next up, we have the tacos and a bratwurst. And do you guys both like sauerkraut?
Or
Okay, they also have some lovely this is Dutch mustard for the bratwurst. And I forgot the ketchup, but
it's enough for this. Stalledräng, vi tackar nu så gärna. Han vattnar sina pålar femman för den ljusa stjärnan. Ingen dagel synes än stjärnorna på himmelen i blänkan. Första fålen apelgrå, vi tackar nu så gärna. Den rider Staffan själv på för den ljusa stjärnan. Staffan var en stalledräng, vi tackar nu så gärna. Thank you.
to try and put those shells in the toaster oven to warm up a little
we
bit?
We have the shells and the buns. I think that the shells may be more important.
Okay. We can put the buns in the bun warmer up here.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't work very well, but...
Jättelångsamt också. Väldigt långsamt. Ja, när man sådär stödjer varandra, man ska säga. Och sen det blir saktare och saktare när man väntar in varandra. Och så efter varje... Vad finns det för snapsvisor? Kan inte jag heller.
Nej. Jag bara fick associationer.
Okay. Mm. Fix up the taco.
Yeah, and then we're gonna start on the frozen salmon fillet.
Okay.
Which needs to be split in half or something for the direction. Here, do you want these two shells?
Yeah.
I can put those two in the oven now.
Okay. So those are all. The tacos we have cheese, tomatoes, cilantro.
Fantastic.
Sauce.
Now we are getting starting to get really hungry.
You
want me
to look these up?
No,
I can show you the packager. It's this stuff right here. Meatless farm-free crumbles.
Oh, yeah.
Came
okay.
Right out of here.
Okay.
Just you.
Should we sort of include the tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. Tomato and cilantro and some cheese. And then if you want some salsa, you've got a variety of salsas here.
I usually start with the cheese so it melts a little bit.
Okay.
And you don't get a lot of... tacos in Stockholm?
No, we don't have this kind of exotic stuff up there in the north when we are coming from. Mmm. This looks really great.
Oh, you split it already?
Yeah, it's all split.
Is that how it said to do it?
Lengthwise? Identical halves.
Okay, that's good.
Mm.
Oh, you didn't know that was the oil?
I didn't know that was the oil.
Mmm. Mmm, really good.
Yeah, great stuff. Oh.
I should try this red taco sauce. If it's necessary.
Yeah,
tried it on all the sauces?
I tried this red taco sauce. That was really good.
Yeah, this green one's my favorite. It's a little bit different.
Hmm.
Ready
for a brat? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alright, so.
Onions. Yeah, everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
It'd be good. Good whenever. I'm really hungry. I'm really hungry now. It smells good. And you guys, do you get anything to eat?
We will.
Okay.
I'm making
more. Good. Good. The sauerkraut. The sauerkraut was top. Yeah.
It's good? Yeah, this is my favorite kind of sauerkraut.
Thank you.
French fry.
Was really, really fine as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really appreciate different types of mustard. I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to buy this kind of mustard powder at the pharmacy.
Oh?
You have not experienced
no,
that?
No, no.
There's a certain this kind of natural mustard powder. And then she went home and sort of stirred it out in a sort of vinegar.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of. Then it became mustard.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Mm.
And very, very tasty.
You could buy that mustard in the apotheke.
Yeah.
It was better. Yeah. They made it.
Yeah, very,
yeah,
very, very, very better.
Yeah, yeah, very better. Very much better.
Mm. Very.
Oh yeah.
Hygienic. It was very.
What's the name? Hygienic.
Very hygienic. Yeah, it was almost like medicine, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Well, I remember when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
You remember when you were?
Yeah, yeah. I also remember when I was a kid.
Golden brown, that's not golden.
Partly.
think it's all supposed to be cold. I think this one.
Oh, no. I don't think the oil is somewhere.
The problem with these is they put a thermostat in these electric things so it doesn't keep a constant temperature like a gas grill.
Much food today.
There's more coming.
More coming.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Two more courses.
Oh, yeah, we have the salmon and then the turkey.
Okay.
This.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Which is the hottest one?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're mild.
Whoops, sorry.
It's good, yeah.
That one was really good, yeah.
Did it fool you?
Mm. Sorry?
Did you think it was meat? Did it fool you into thinking it was meat?
No. No. Not at all.
I think these are...
They're probably almost done.
Bratwurst.
What about the bratwursts?
Oh, really good. Fantastic, especially with the mustard and the sauerkraut. So it was really good.
Would it have tricked
German.
You into...
German.
Very
really
good.
German, yeah.
Even with the Dutch mustard?
German sausage.
Sauerkraut is very good.
Yeah, really. Very fresh. Sometimes they prepare sauerkraut with this kind of meat sauce and sort of mix it with meat sauce.
Mm.
But it's not good. It should be fresh, natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
This is the fresh, natural stuff. It's very good.
Zero. There's nothing in it.
Oh.
But the pot is full.
Oh my god. What is zero?
Calories zero, fat zero, sugar zero, protein zero. That's nothing in it.
Oh my god.
The pot is full. Can you stand it?
You can make it with from scratch with tomatillos. Just this
where did the kraut go?
Oh, it's against the wall over here. Just kind of a green tomato looking. You cook that up and fry it up and squish it together, but they don't really do that for a while.
But there must be some calories in it. Even the air is calories. Take a deep breath, you have got calories in.
I think the salmon is about as done as it's going
to
get. I thought maybe we'd serve it with some lemon.
Yes, people would like to.
I'm going
to
put it on this plate, though.
I'm
going to cut
sugar.
It into sections. So everybody can have a section.
There's a lot of sodium. It's only sodium. Consists of only sodium. Vitamin A, 0%. Vitamin C, 0%. Yeah.
Are you ready for some of the faux salmon?
Oh, well, I've been waiting for that.
I'm not sure it's cooked exactly. That one's a little burnt. I'm not going to give you the burnt one.
But just one for me.
What?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have lemon.
Looks fantastic.
Lemon wedges. I'm going to take one of those as well.
That's the right color as well, yeah?
Yeah, it is the right color.
Yeah.
Lemon wedge.
And a certain skin. It looks like salmon skin.
Nice. Skin off.
Sorry?
You have to take the skin off.
Yeah.
You can't eat it?
No.
Unplug the grill with the red broth.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's like a fog in here now. The lemon was really good. I haven't been eating fruits for a long time.
Are you supposed to eat the skin? And then
I did.
Oh, okay.
It really tasted fish. I don't like fish.
You don't. So it's successful?
Yeah, successful in that way.
I wonder if there are any bones.
Yeah, there are bones.
You know, look.
It's vegetarian.
Yeah,
it's
vegetarian bones.
You think you can eat it?
No, it's plastic. Plastic bones. My God. Fantastic. How do they do it?
Really tasty.
Yeah.
Really. Really tasty.
It has the texture I remember salmon having.
No, I can't eat it. It reminds me of fish. Really.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of bones. These kind of small bones that you can get in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
I was really afraid of that when I was a kid. So.
I had that happen to me when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle, who was a doctor, had to reach in with a hemostat and pull it out. It was horribly traumatic.
I can imagine, yeah.
Every time I was around him, something traumatic happened.
Mm-hmm.
Tetanus shots.
No?
Hemostats.
Nu äter du upp.
Nej.
Eat your food.
No.
I don't eat fish.
You have to eat.
No.
You have to eat, Kent. Otherwise you will not get dessert.
Oh, we don't have dessert.
My God.
Vegetarian dessert. Don't you have dessert? Look. It really looks like fish skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's eatable?
I've been eating it. I hope it's edible. I've been eating it.
I think it's probably kale or something.
Sorry?
Kale. Like wrap it in kale. Because that's...
Like seaweed?
Yeah, seaweed.
No. Mm, yeah.
Kelp.
Yeah.
Kale is like spinach.
Oh. It does taste a lot like fish. I don't know if I want to eat it.
I think it was good.
So the bratwurst wasn't too much like meat, and the taco.
Maybe they like, so. But not fish.
Yeah.
I thought Scandinavia was all about salmon. I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoy it. Very good. Yeah, but Kent is a sausage vegetarian, so.
Yeah.
I used to urge him that he should write a cookbook for sausage vegetarians.
He's a sausage vegetarian.
I mean, he's a vegetarian, but he's also eating sausages.
A combination.
Because he says that there is no meat in sausages. So I think that can be a success, really.
A friend of mine's a bacon vegetarian.
Oh. Yeah, just so very nice.
There's another strange vegetarian.
The fake turkey should be just about ready to come out.
This is really amazing that they sort of created these long things that looks like bones.
Yeah, and then the texture is kind of interweaved together too. It's really strange.
Mm.
Do you want another piece?
No, I'm fine.
And there's still the turkey to come.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, so I'm hesitating a little bit here.
Oh, I had it up there to try and keep it warm.
I wonder if it is possible to get them alive.
Get them back in the sea.
I mean, that might be the next step, so yeah. You can go out and fish them.
And fish for the non-fish.
Yeah.
What would you use as bait? Non-worms? Or
sorry?
Gummy worms for...
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
At least it doesn't look like a turkey.
That's good.
It looks more like a sausage, I think.
bring a ladle for the gravy. We're just going to have to kind of screw it on.
Oh, did I bring it?
Mm.
Is there stuffing inside of it?
Oh, yeah, it's got stuffing. Can I have one of your plates? Well, let's start with our guests.
Oh, yes. That's what I was... That's what I was indicating.
Thank you. Thank you. What a dinner.
Would you like some gravy?
So many. Yeah, please. Smells really good.
Lots of gravy or a little bit?
No, it's fine. Fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can you get me smaller?
Smaller piece? There's this end piece.
Yeah.
It doesn't have as much of the gravy or as much of the stuffing in it.
Yeah.
And you want some gravy?
Yeah.
Warned you not to eat before you came.
Yeah. I could not help that. We were so angry.
John, do you like it?
Oh, that's your plate.
Here, can you put some gravy on my plate?
Mm.
Yeah.
A little bit like bread.
It is kind of bready.
Mm.
Seems to have an aftertaste of turkey instead of a... It's not the first taste, but it's goes through bread and then it's... Maybe it was the gravy. Mm. But... Mm. Yeah, that's kind of... It is very, very bready.
Mm. You can slice it up and have it for breakfast.
That's true. How's the... have you gotten to the stuffing yet?
No, I have not tried that yet.
The skin's... or the... what's supposed to be the skin's kind of strange, too.
Mm.
It's just a little tougher.
Mm.
Thank you.
exactly the same that used to be in the real turkey?
The stuffing?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much the same stuffing that would be in real turkey.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a wild rice stuffing, right?
Yeah.
Now the major difference is that you put, well, it's in turkey.
You've been listening to Blindspot and the Sons of God. This program included John Wanzel and Philip von Zweck cooking. The Sons of God, Leif Elgren and Kent Tancred, eating and talking. Paul Dickinson and Richard Holland, engineering and eating. Each week, Blindspot presents a unique experimental work for radio. To learn more about Blindspot, please visit our website at www.stopgostop.com/blindspot. Next week, something about Thanksgiving, we think.
Seconds? Another piece of turkey?
No, thank you. I think it's... I'm fine. I'm fighting with my first.
Well, I won't fight back, don't worry. Yeah.